The Berlin Wall fell nearly 20 years ago. One thing that rose in its place was a thriving alternative art scene, but that art scene is now at risk. This area of Berlin is gentrifying, and artists are now battling to hold onto a ramshackle building in the east near the former site of the wall. Artists who squatted in the building nearly two decades ago are now facing eviction from corporate owners who want to turn it into high-end apartments. But as NPR's Eric Westerveld reports, the economic crisis might end up offering them a reprieve.
There is a pop art meets the apocalypse feel to the Tacheles Art Collective in central Berlin. The back section of what was once a giant five-story department store built in the early 1900s was destroyed by Allied air raids. Today, music drifts down the halls inside what remains of the building. Every inch of the interior is covered floor to ceiling with a colorful kaleidoscope of graffiti and abstract paintings. Out front at night, drug dealers sell a variety of illegal goods. Inside, artists work in small low-rent studios on several floors, painting, sculpting, and designing away, while peddling some of their work to a steady stream of tourists. Painter Kuri Horan came here from Tokyo 2 years ago and stayed. He says the late-night junkies, crackheads, and drunken tourists wandering about sometimes annoy and scare him. But Horan says there's no place like Tacheles where artists can work, sell, and meet.
Yeah, this is kind of a special place because so many people around. Also, atmosphere is quite underground, And if you get annoyed from people, you can shut the door, just paint.
Most evenings, bands play in the sprawling, sand-filled outdoor courtyard while partiers imbibe from one of several elaborately painted buses converted into bars. On this night, a self-described Yiddish folk punk band has the stage. There's an improvised art exhibition and flea market as well, selling paintings and metal sculptures, and inside there are several more makeshift bars and more live music.
People coming to Berlin come to Tacheles because this is unique.
That's Martin Reiter, an installation artist and the cooperative's manager. Tall and thin, with shocks of gray in his long, curly brown hair, Reiter says tourists and local artists alike see Tacheles as an alternative oasis amid the sameness of commercial mass culture.
We are now in times that the people got the feeling nothing is real anymore because of all of this, TV shows and consume society. The people, they have the feeling things are not real anymore. At Tacheles, they have the feeling, oh, this is a real thing.
Whether Tacheles is still real or has become a tourist shadow of its once cutting-edge self is open to debate. Linda Cherna with the collective insists Tacheles is still a first step for many artists and still an alternative to a Berlin art scene increasingly dominated by high-end commercial galleries and their top-dollar commissions.
Because of the many visitors, we have more than 300,000 visitors a year, you have the chance to show your work, maybe make first contact. We cannot influence what's going on around us, but the plan also for the future is not to be part of it, not to become just another commercial place.
For nearly 30 years under communism, the area was a dangerous no man's land. The bombed-out building sat just a few hundred yards from the heavily guarded Berlin Wall. After the wall and the East German communist regime fell, the artists rushed in. In 1998, a unified German government sold the place to owners who for a decade made no big effort to take hold of the property. The artists paid a symbolic annual rent of half a euro, or about 70 cents. That is, until late last year, when the real estate firm Fundus told the artists to get out. The artists refused and countersued. Linda Cherna of Tacheles says this isn't really a threat, but no one will go away gently.
But one thing is clear, after developing this project for 19 years and after this very successful last 19 years, the people in Tacheles, the artists and the people who organize it, will not simply leave the building. And it would bring a negative image to whoever would try to force us out of here.
Cherna says the collective is looking for a political solution and has appealed to Berlin's mayor. But help may have come from the global recession. The owner's main creditor, state-run HSH Nordbank, has had serious economic troubles this year and received more than $13 billion in German government bailout money. Tacheles organizers now hope there is no appetite for development. Manager Ryder is gleeful what he calls the so-called economic crisis may end up keeping the encroaching gentrification at bay.
And now the whole area is starting to going down again. This means the rents going down again. Artists come back, free-minded people come back to the area because they are able to pay their rent. So, yes, the crisis is super for us, you know what I mean?
As the live bands play on, the future of Tahles will go before a court at the end of this month. Spokespeople for HSH Nordbank and Fundus both declined to comment, citing the litigation. The artists, for their part, are hoping to persuade the court that nearly two decades of de facto presence here building the collective gives them a right to stay. With wide eyes, manager Ryder says, "We've always improvised here, but I've been working on my presentation to the judge for weeks." Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Berlin.